Hey, hey. It freaked out on me. How's it going, Garrett?
Doing good, man. How you been? I missed last week.
You know, you did, and I'll tell you what, I'll give you last week as a pass.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, hey there, everyone. Welcome to this week's Stack Chart Spotlight. I'm Steve Taylor, and this is Garrett Brown, and we're from Channel Program. Each week, we go live to talk about a specific category of products for MSPs. Today, we're going to talk about SaaS management and security platforms. Yes. All right, so each week, we start off by looking at the Stack Chart on this Channel Program website. You can get to it by... If you're signed in, which you should be, it'll show up right here on the menu on the left, and you just click on Stack Charts. And for this particular one, I'm going to scroll down. I'm going to go to Cybersecurity and scroll down to SaaS Management and Security. There we are. So the first thing, what's the first thing that pops out to you, Garrett, when looking at this Stack Chart?
I mean, there's two big, you know, at the top in terms of popularity. So it's definitely, who's that's SaaS Alerts and that's
Alerts and Augment. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely recognize their logos, but you know, we hear about them everywhere. So I'm not surprised about that, about popularity, but, is the Avik at the bottom and then, yeah, these guys are, that's what stands out. So it's kind of, it's interesting to see, you know, who's jumping out and then, you know, what the industry's using, you know, especially being reviewed on here.
Absolutely. So I agree. And, you know, if we scroll down, we'll see a list of all the products in the category. And like you said, SaaS Alerts and Augment, They're dominating. And the reason they're dominating is because SaaS Alerts 76 reviews, Augment 55, and then Avik SaaS Management has 6. And these are sorted by number of reviews. So it's not a reflection on the quality of the platform. It is a reflection on how many reviews and how popular the products are among MSPs, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, they're coming in, giving reviews and, you know, I think if you look across the industry, different boards, things, Reddit and things like that, I think, it's sort of, it tracks with in terms of being mentions and things like that. So, it is interesting to be able to, you know, see that, you know.
Absolutely. Now, some of these logos are grayed out. What's the deal with that, Garrett?
Well, what you'll see is a lot of these, some of these guys are not like partners of ours, but you can still see them. You can still leave reviews for them. It's just for them to, you know, come on and, you know, build a profile out and all the good stuff. So basically they haven't claimed, you know, their business profile. And it is one of those things where it's not a pay for play. You know, it's one of those things where anybody can come in here and you can add and suggest any product that you want, you know. So some of these guys on here, Michael V are free, you know, people are adding them. And even though they're, you know, they haven't claimed their profiles. So that's what that is about.
Yeah. Now, one thing I always struggled with when running my MSP was picking the right software. In fact, I was so notoriously bad at it that I would switch my tools like every 3 to 6 months. And Garrett, I'm sure you know that's no way to run a successful business. So when looking at these SaaS management platforms, it's easy to see how similar they are. You're going to do your research on all of these, and you're going to see that they all prioritize securing, managing, and monitoring SaaS applications. They're going to offer tools to assess the security posture of the SaaS environments, helping to identify vulnerabilities and misconfigurations. They're going to detect unusual user behavior, application usage patterns, and potential security threats, alerting MSPs of abnormalities. There's just a lot of similarities, okay? But there are some differences. The platforms vary in the breadth of the SaaS apps that they support, with some specializing in specific areas like Microsoft 365 and others offering wider coverage of SaaS apps. The pricing models differ between platforms. Some charge per end user, some charge per tenant, some charge per MSP or agent, not agent, technician. So that's something to consider. The depth of the security capabilities is something that you'll find different. Some of them offer basic monitoring, while others offer advanced threat detection, response, and remediation. And then you'll also find that they integrate with different tools. So some of them might not integrate with an RMM, while others do. Some of them may link up with a SIM product, so that way they can feed their logs into your SIM environment. Any thoughts on all of that so far?
Yeah. I mean, it is that, you know, what do you want to achieve? What do you want to accomplish with that, you know, for your clients? And because, you know, it's not just, you know, shadow IT, SaaS management. It's also about, you know, external files being linked, you know, where are they being opened? Is somebody able to access them who's not part of your organization? And then there are these, which is something that I think shadow IT and SaaS management sort of was, I think, one of the beginning focuses of, what are people plugging into your environment, into your data set? You know, a lot of people have like signing with Google, signing 365, and or just in general, just signing up, you know, mm-hmm. and people sign up for trials all the time. Ah, I don't like it, you know, but the admins might not know about it. The problem is maybe they linked it to your data. So so there's a lot of kind of circling back that you see, like, man, you know, I have 110 third-party apps into my data, and then maybe you didn't even know about 100 of them. You know, so it's that visibility internally with documents as well as externally, you know. So SaaS management, to me, and I don't know if you agree with me, Steve, I think you would, but SaaS management is an absolute foundational stack tool in today's world. You have to have your everything's SaaS-based. You mm-hmm. have to have that visibility. I'm preaching to the choir. Everybody out here watching, they know that. But it is something that, you know, it is interesting to see the evolution of it, especially when everything started moving to the cloud. You know, a lot of naysayers, but now, yeah, man, it's pervasive. So
one of the things that stands out to me is, like we said earlier, some of these really focus specifically on like Microsoft 365, while others may integrate with multiple. Like I know SaaS Alerts, for example, I think it integrates with Salesforce and Dropbox, Google. So, you know, the thing that you got to look at is what SaaS applications are you and your clients using? And what type of information do you need to monitor from those? While some of these tools are great at helping you, you know, secure an environment and, you know, make sure you check all the boxes to get the highest Microsoft Secure score available, others are going to monitor that user behavior. And, you know, one of the stories I absolutely love is one of the vendors, I don't know if I should name names, but, you know, they have this story where a company brought them in and said, hey, you know, can you just do a security assessment on us? They ran their SaaS management tool for, I don't know, a few days or a week, and they started seeing shared files being opened in China, and then as soon as the files downloaded, the share would then be shut down, or, you know, whatever the appropriate term is for that, to try and cover up the tracks. But the user in the company didn't realize that all of that information was now being monitored and logged. So it ended up being a Chinese spy ring. The FBI got involved for espionage. And So, you know, some of these tools, it is insane the amount of information that's available in logs from SaaS vendors, but it's also equally insane that some SaaS vendors don't give access to that stuff and don't have integrations for MSPs and for third-party management tools like this.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why we're seeing a lot of these guys come out. There's a need, you know, because it's getting complex. You know, we really have to have that oversight and the visibility of, you know, what's happening. So, yeah, I mean, you know, this is a great example of, you know, a lot of these guys aren't showing this sort of stuff. You know, it just, this is the sort of solutions that, you know, create companies and, you know, they offer them. So, yeah, I mean, that's how it is, you know, with a lot of this, you know.
Absolutely. So, Garrett, what kind of questions or considerations should MSPs be keeping top of mind when evaluating SaaS management vendors?
Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing about, you know, a lot of this, Steve, is, you know, some of it depends on you, what you're looking for. But it's also, you know, what's the security focus, right? Is it about, like I said earlier, plugging in what your users are doing and then, you know, what's being shared outside? You know, and that's one of the things where it's, you know, okay, there's a lot of data moving. So with that security and all that, is there, you know, remediation, is being automated? So, I know some of these guys that we looked at, they definitely offer some of the automation like that, because it's a lot of work, a lot of files that go out. So you don't have to look at all the noise, but that's why they have, you know, their algorithms, their AI, or, you know, whatever their platform uses to tell you what's important and what stands out, you know? So, you know, that's a lot of it, but the security focus aspect, because, you know, from there, that is, that's sort of at the end of the day, that is, hey, here's what happened and here's what we did. You know, the other thing too is, integrations. You know, we, as an MSP, integrations are absolutely critical. PSAs, RMMs, and you know, even Google, Microsoft, you know, all the file sharing. Cause you know, that's what a lot of the users, you know, work out of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you also want to know, you know, beyond that, the people who are handling your data, you know, what's going on with them? Have they had breaches? And, you know, you can kind of see what's going on. So integrations are critical, because then you create workflows and automations around that, with those reporting. I think it goes without saying, the multi-tenancy, especially for MSPs, is critical, because just in everything, really, your client doesn't have time to manage it themselves. You know, that's why they hired you. So multi-tenancy is something that is absolutely critical to be able to do that. Now, there are SaaS management tools out there, and SaaS security management tools out there that offer everything you need, but they're not multi-tenancy. So it just becomes this big, you know, it costs a lot to manage, and, well, you don't have time. You know, that's why we do what we do, managed IT. Reporting is critical, because I've seen some reporting where it's people's eyes start glazing over, like, what am I looking at? You know, and then, you know, reporting is critical in the, you know, because it's for your audience and you're already looking at everything, but for your audience, like, like what we did, we worked with lawyers. They just want to get straight to the facts, you know, like, all right, what does this mean for me? And they see it. Is it nice and visual? They understand what they're looking at. You know, so, but the reporting, you know, just in general, you know, daily, weekly QBR type, you know, they're critical, you know, because that's something that you're going to have to be able to show to the client. Be like, by the way, when I came on board, you had 100, you know, third-party apps plugged in. Now we've whittled it down to like, say, I don't know, 30. And, you know, we have MFA on all them, whatever it is. But you could show the progress and how you're able to watch that. I think scalability kind of, to me, that more moves into multi-tenancy aspect, you know, because like I'm going to do that, but you're going to give me volume pricing and, you know, all that good stuff.
When I think scalability, another thing I think of is, you know, when, as I grow my MSP, do I want to start supporting more and more applications? So mm-hmm. I might start off today saying, you know what, I'm just going to support Microsoft 365, but you know, maybe in 12 months, my MSP is doing really well. And now I'm like, maybe I need to start supporting Google Workspace or Dropbox, or the list goes on. And then the other thing is, there are a lot of, I'll call them like line of business applications that these tools don't integrate with. So, and I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Like, you know, it would probably be stupid for you to integrate something like this with Epic at one of your doctor office clients, right? Epic is a, what do you call it? Electronic health records. So, yeah, it would probably be dumb to try and integrate this with Epic, mainly because I'm sure that's like at least 3 HIPAA violations. Yeah. but there are a lot of tools that your clients are using that these platforms don't have visibility into. And that's something that you as an MSP, you need to be able to say, you know, clearly as part of your MSA, your master services agreement, here's the tools that we support when it comes to, you know, log tracking and SaaS management. And then any tools outside of this, we have limited support abilities, you know, more like vendor management rather than SaaS management and security.
Yeah. You know, one of the experiences I had with, especially this one particular law firm is they, when we first came in, they were using Microsoft. They had their own domain emails, all the good stuff. But what we started noticing after kind of got them onboarded and kind of in our own program, that a lot of the, some of the clerks and, you know, their secretaries and all that, I noticed they were emailing some documents and other things to their personal emails. And, you know, we came in like, why are you doing this? Oh, we've been doing it for years. And, you know, it's just easier for us to maintain that. And so it's not always about, it was about the security aspect, you know, but, you know, when you see some of the stuff they're sending, you know, and that it wasn't like, you know, identifying clients or anything like that, but it was more of an opportunity to see, you know, how the users in the organization are using third-party applications to get their work done. So it was an opportunity for us. Our takeaway was let us mold your current business environment to where it is easy in the same way you're doing it. So for us to come in and do it, and we did it for free. I was like, man, we'll restructure everything, you know, using your current like OneDrive, and you know, and it helped, you know. And then after a while, we no longer started seeing that. So that was something that, you know, it helped improve processes, and the processes helped improve potential security breaches and threats, things like that. Also, you plug in third-party services like that, and you have it on your computer. Lord knows what you're downloading from your personal computer. I mean, from your personal email into a work computer, but it's things like that, that it gives you that visibility. You know, so that's, I guess from the scalability perspective, it's also about the processes for me. That was one of the things that, you know, I would always look for.
Yeah. You know, my favorite thing was, when I would go to clients and they're installing so many third-party applications and they just go through and keep clicking next, next, next without reading anything. And yeah. Next thing you know, they've all got Bonzi Buddy installed on their computers. You remember that, that purple gorilla looking thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. You know, so one thing is, you said it earlier when you would always try new softwares, new services every, you know, so many months. Mm-hmm. But that was one thing that I like SaaS management for. I let everybody know, if you want to try something, first, let us know what you want to do, you know, before we allow you to, you know, do it. And we have procedures for it, you know, then and even now. Because as you try it, you know, there's a reason you're doing it every few months. You're basically leaving behind all these accounts that are haven't been really closed. Maybe they have data. We don't, and that's sort of just kind of laying there. So what, you know, it's good for this to be able to keep track of what has been integrated so you can go back around. And even if you decided, hey, I don't need this, say marketing, they do all kinds of stuff. They just say, hey, connect with Google. Hey, connect with Microsoft. But it's still connected. So what we do is go back around and, you know, we could see who's connected and then disconnect and then also have asked the company, remove this, remove our data. You know, it was just trials just left open. So that was another thing that that I think that leads to shadow IT and the SaaS security aspects. So it's good to know what has been left behind. I'm sorry about my kids. They're trying to kill each other. So.
Well, it's all good, man. The final thing that I want to touch on that may make sense for you MSPs is you might need multiple SaaS management platforms. As you'll learn, as you do your research, different platforms have strengths in specific areas. So, you know, it may make sense to use multiple platforms to provide a more comprehensive solution. However, subscribing to multiple platforms, it's obviously going to increase your expenses and you can add complexity to your operations and workflows. Furthermore, different platforms could potentially have slightly different data or reporting formats, leading to potential discrepancies. So keep that in mind as you think about, you know, what if I sign up for SaaS Alerts and Augment and Ovir? Because you know, shiny object syndrome. That's what I always struggle with is, you know, I like them all and I want to play with them all. And sometimes you don't realize that you're actually doing yourself a disservice by signing up for multiple things that have too much overlap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to try it all. So and see what fits best, you know?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, any last, I don't know, bits of wisdom that you want to impart upon our viewers?
You know, with, yeah, actually, yes, because security and compliance frameworks, things like that, we've been doing this for years internally, you know, like check the box off for hard drive encryption, MFA, things like that. But with SaaS security and management, it definitely goes out there to that compliance checkboxes, like there's auditing, things like that. And it is really critical to be able to use SaaS management security so you can keep up with, you know, compliance, because it's always changing, especially as you know, the cloud just gets bigger and stronger and more people go into it. You know, it's been like that for years, but it is something that will help you be able to easily, you know, check off a lot of boxes for compliance that have been otherwise maybe not available with the default SaaS services like a Google Workspace, things like that, you know? So it's really good to have something like that because I don't know, depending on, you know, your client, maybe that they thought they were good, but nobody's watching that. So to me, that's a absolute super critical aspect of SaaS security and management is the compliance and security piece, knowing, you know, what is happening and being able to attest to it. So that's for me.
Perfect. All right. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks so much, everyone, for watching Stack Chart Spotlight. And we will be back next Monday with the next Stack Chart Spotlight.
Yeah. What are we doing next Monday?
It's a great question. You'd think I would have that information readily available.
All right.
I do have it readily available. Next Monday is Office 365 backup.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Next Monday will be a good one. Lots of tools to choose between.
Just that'd be kind of important. So looking forward to it.
Me too. All right. Take care, everyone.
All right. Bye.